after these experiences with Jesus, hearing him tell us to follow, calling our name, inviting us to step out of the boat, after Elijah called down fire from heaven and destroyed the false prophets, one might think that we would not again doubt God's power and provision, that we would not fear wicked leaders or wind and waves. Do we imagine that our faith is stronger than Elijah's? Do we think our trust is more stable than Peter's? I feel that God is prompting us to be more compassionate with ourselves, as God is with us, forgiving our fears. Elijah was terrified. Peter was frightened. We are in good company. They were not alone, and neither are we. Earlier this year, we talked about doubt as a doorway to love. Ron encouraged us to bring our questions and doubts directly to the Lord. I think that Elijah and Peter both model that in terms of their fears. Elijah pours out his complaints to the Lord twice. God answers him with presence. And then God gives him directions for the next steps, assuring him that he is not the only one left. Peter cries out, "Lord, rescue me." What are my fears? What are your fears? What are our fears as a fellowship? Sometimes my fears are about finances, when all my vehicles seem to break down at the same time and I didn't know where I was going to find money for a car, or when New Covenant paid down its reserves to complete much needed work on the building and hire an associate pastor, and suddenly it seemed like our income was no longer meeting our expenditures. Like Peter, we panic, "Lord, save us." And Jesus stretches out his hand to catch us. In 2025, when I would pray about the gap I saw in the NCF finances, I repeatedly heard the Lord encouraging me not to fear, that God would provide in ways I couldn't yet see. It felt very vulnerable to tell the leadership team and the board that I heard the Lord saying not to take out a loan on this building, but to trust that God would provide a different way. After the family emergency shelter grant came through for us to host last winter so that we could use that income to pay our bills, and a gift from a friend's estate enabled us to balance our budget, I again heard God prompting me to trust, not in any specific situations providing for us, but that God is the one who sustains us. Not our tithes, not our security system, not our brilliant ideas or great wealth, but that Jesus is calling us to a new season of trust, to increase our faith, to take our eyes off the wind and waves and fix our eyes on him. I am under no illusions about the likelihood that independent churches begun in the 1970s during the Jesus movement would last and be revitalized for a new generation. The odds and the stories of other congregations, including my childhood church in Montana, indicate otherwise. But God keeps providing in the most unexpected ways, calling me to leave my profession to be a pastor, bringing Melissa here and prompting her to serve when she had just started Infusions, barely emerging from her health crisis. God has sent us musicians and sound technicians and childcare providers. God has brought back extended family members to lead and teach and worship with us again. Through the pandemic, God enabled us to create online services that minister to people all over the world. I can tell you of so many little miracles where God has demonstrated again and again that New Covenant is being equipped and called for a new generation of ministry. And, like Elijah, we still experience doubt and fear for the future. Sometimes doubt comes from exhaustion. Elijah was worn out. Sometimes fears for our health or safety, fear of being alone. By the time I got to my sabbatical in 2024, I was exhausted. 7 years of solo pastoring, which is not what I thought I signed on for, plus the pandemic, which none of us signed up for, had taken their toll, and I did not know whether I could go on. I also went to the desert and spent a lot of those 3 months alone with God, experiencing God's presence in the thin quiet, not only in my solitary rooms in one of the outbuildings at my parents' little house in Texas, but also solo camping in Big Bend National Park with my fears of the wind and the wild animals and imagined enemies, relying on Jesus's presence. And I was actually surrounded by fellow campers and park rangers who were quick to assist in difficulty, which was probably God's vision of the situation, not my view. Where do you go when you are desperate to experience God's presence? After feeding and dismissing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain alone to pray. Elijah went out to the desert. When you feel yourself sinking, do you call out to Jesus to save you? What does that look like for you? How has Jesus answered you with presence? When have you felt his hand stretch out and catch you? The title of this teaching is Our View, God's Vision. As a reminder that what we see, our view, the wind and waves, when we feel all alone or ready to give up, is different from God's vision of our situation. When Elijah thought he was the only one left, God saw an abundance of the faithful. God's vision was to the next generation, the apprenticeship of Elisha as the next prophet. When the disciples saw a lack of food and hungry crowds, Jesus had God's vision to feed them until they were full. When the disciples saw a storm, Jesus walked on the waves and encouraged them not to fear. When Peter saw that he didn't have enough faith to keep walking on the water, Jesus reached out and caught him and kept preparing him for the day when Peter would take over the ministry after Jesus left. Jesus saw the potential in Peter, knowing his lapses in faith and God's vision for what could be accomplished through him. And so I would like to close this teaching with a prayer for a glimpse of God's vision that goes beyond our view. Prayer that we would trust, step out in faith, knowing that when we falter, Jesus will be right there. Prayer that we would not be limited by our view of situations, but would believe that God has a vision for us individually and corporately as a fellowship. Please join me in prayer. Abundant and sustaining God, your vision for our lives is so much bigger than our current view. We thank you for the many times you have provided for us, feeding us in the wilderness, stretching out your hand to catch us when we fall. We confess that like Elijah, like Peter, our faith often falters. Please renew us and strengthen us to seek your presence and to trust your plans for us. Increase our faith, Lord, that we might participate in the good works you have for us and glimpse your vision for the next generation. Amen.